Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is Isaac De La Haye from Epica, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi guys, it's Simone from Epica, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
You're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast, iTunes' number one hard rock and metal podcast, with your host, Mark Striegel.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. On today's podcast, I have an interview with Epica's singer, Simone Simone, and guitarist Isaac De La Haye. The best way to support Talking Metal is with a podcast donation. We're currently without sponsors, so would love a $5, $10, $20 donation. Yeah, the way you do that is just go to our talkingmetal.com page. You'll see our PayPal donate button there. Just make a little contribution to what we do here. And without further ado, let's get into Epica. And then we'll hear from Simone and Isaac from Epica. This is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and I'm here in the Time Warner Center in New York City with Simone and Isaac of Epica. How are you guys doing?
Very great. Thank you for having us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for stopping by Talking Metal. I want to talk about the new record, which is coming out, The Quantum Enigma. A lot of people are talking about the different sound that this record has. Can you tell me how you think it varies from the previous records?
Oh, well, I think, yeah, it definitely has a different production, so that's something which changed. And we just mixed up the whole way of creating the album. We still started as individual rider, so to speak. And then after a while, we actually went to the rehearsal room, which was new for us. Because usually, because we're located in three different countries, it's we would just do it via email and stuff like that. But now we actually sat together, and I think that took everything up the next level. And combined that with a new studio, new producer, new guy who mixed the album, and it's very fresh. And I think where retrospect, the DVD was looking back on a decade of Epica. This is kind of, it feels for us as the start of the new decade, and yeah, just a fresh, modern, cool start, heavy start, and that's how it feels for us. And from the first reactions we get from the fans out there, they seem to hear the difference, so that's good.
So you guys all got together in a rehearsal room and were passing around ideas and riffing off of one another, and that's not something you had done in a while?
Well, the problem is we live all in three different countries, and we tour so much. In the past, we were back-to-back touring and in between writing records, so it all went digitally, sending each other emails and then going into the studio. And this time, I was pregnant, so we couldn't tour. And my contribution was staying at home, and the guys came to me to work on the vocal lines and on the demo lyrics. And then the guys were forming small groups, working together with Joost in the early stage on the songs that they wrote. And later on, the whole band went together into the Sand Lane recording facility studio to really play the songs and also record them and, yeah, analyze what can be better. All the extra stuff that's not necessary, throw it out, just keep the essence. And keep it short and powerful, the best melodies, and really dot all the I's, cross the T's. We had, for the first time, really a lot of time to write the record and to not have this pressure of in-between touring when you come home, you're tired, and then you have to force being creative. Me being pregnant was the ultimate possibility for us to do it like actually many bands do it, but yeah, due to the fact that we live far apart, it's difficult.
Congratulations on your new baby, by the way. And how has that affected you as a musician, an artist, a songwriter?
It actually affected me in a big style vocal-wise. My voice changed quite a lot. Due to the hormones, my voice became warmer, stronger, and also the emotional change that you go through of being pregnant, becoming a mother. It's like a new side of you that you don't know, and that always... that comes in really handy when you want to transfer the lyrics, when you want to put the emotion in the vocals. There's like a new emotion which wasn't there before.
Cool. And Isaac, you've been in the band now, what, about 5 years?
Yeah, correct, 5 years.
How have you changed as a musician since joining Epica?
It's a very, you know, Epica is a, it's a great band to be part of because it's so versatile, you know. I used to play for death metal bands more, and that's more limited. For a guitar player, it's really great because you get to do a lot of stuff. You have to be, all the melodies are in the guitars, and now you can just use there's on the new album, there's classical guitar, there's acoustic guitar, there's clean guitars, of course a lot of overdriven guitars, but and I get to do solos and melodies, and so it's just great. And I think that's the strength maybe of our band, that we don't limit ourselves to certain things, like because we still in America it's different than in Europe. In Europe you kind of stick to your genre. If you're into the thrash metal, you only listen to that, and you wouldn't, as a black metal guy, you wouldn't listen to let's say new metal. And that's a good thing with Epica. We kind of mix everything. So for a musician, it's, you know, I wouldn't change it for any other band, to be honest, so it's great.
Cool, and you mentioned a new producer. Can you tell us who that is and how you came in contact with him?
It's Joost van den Broek. He used to be the keyboard player of After Forever, and he also worked on Revamp. He worked, what else did he do? He did the Mayan album, the other band of Mark. Stream of Passion, yeah. So, you know, he's still getting out there, I think. He hasn't been doing it for a very long time, but this guy is so dedicated, and he has such a ear for details and all that. So that's basically exactly what we needed right now, someone who's really fresh, who really wants it and who wants to get the best out of it, also like the sounds and stuff like that. And then we went to Jacob Hansen for the mix of the album. He worked with Volbeat and Hate Sphere, Aborted. So he gave it a very spicy, edgy touch. And that's also something which is new for Epica. So it sounds more modern in my ears, you know.
So you guys have a new sound with this new record. How are the old-time fans accepting the new sound?
Really well. The fans were surprised that we chose a kind of a heavy song for a first single, the Essence of Silence. And they also heard that the sound was new. It was really heavier. And they all compare it to the previous albums, and especially to Requiem for the Indifferent. The sound is a difference, yeah, day and night difference. And Jakob Hansen did a great job, because Epica has so many details in the music. It's so much information. And it's quite a big task to mix that in a good way and still make us sound like a metal band. And Jakob really gave us a real kick-ass sound. And Joost, our producer, also went to Denmark to work with Jakob to kind of observe how he was working and guide him a little bit, because Joost knows the songs by heart.
Very good. Kind of an offbeat question. What are some of your favorite things about America, and what are some of your least favorite things about America?
I love the food. yeah, we went to this restaurant two times now yesterday. It was the best chocolate soufflé I've ever had. Yeah, it's a mixture of many things. But yeah, I love the diversity of America. You know, you have so many different cultures. It's very international. And the people are mostly always friendly, but that can also be the downside, because they not always show how they really feel. It's sometimes people like to wear a mask here. And, you know, if you have a bad day, they're still, "Hi, I'm great. How are you?" You know, and when I have not such a great day, I won't be so exaggerate when I introduce myself. But yeah, that's a Dutch culture. We're very sober minded. We're very direct and honest. And that can sometimes hurt the Americans, I think. And vice versa. We're like, "Oh, he really liked it." In the beginning when I was here, I thought, "Wow, you have such beautiful eyes." And then later on I thought, "Okay, yeah, now she wants me to buy that lipstick," you know. It's not sincere most of the time, so.
I gotcha. Speaking of America, any plans for any U.S. tour dates?
Yes, we have plans, but we can't really tell at this moment. It's going to be this fall. That we can already tell, and I'm not sure when this will be out, this interview, but if you just check soon, okay, but just, okay, well, then maybe we already have more information, but if you just check our Facebook or our website, we're definitely going to have some news very soon. So next fall we'll be back. It's going to be somewhere around October, November, and we're definitely going to be here in New York, so.
Looking forward for that, and looking forward to hearing what the touring plans are. I wanted to ask you about the label that you guys get. Every time I read an article or go online and research you guys, it's always the Dutch female-fronted symphonic metal band, which is such a long title. Do you like that reference, or does that pigeonhole you into something that maybe you don't like?
Well, the whole thing of female-fronted metal bands is outdated, because nowadays there's so many metal bands, different styles of metal bands, varying from symphonic to death, black, new metal, trash metal. So in the past, if you say female-fronted metal bands, it was often symphonic, but that's not the case anymore. So, I know a lot of singers from the other metal styles outside the symphonic metal band. Symphonic metal bands, they hate that, because it's stigmatizing, and Epica is indeed a symphonic metal band, but if you say female fronted, lots of people think that the music is very commercial, and Epica is definitely a true metal band, so yeah.
Very good. And on Talking Metal, we are guitar players and we always like to talk about gear, so Isaac, can you tell us what guitars you're currently playing and what amps you use?
Yeah, I'm playing for electric guitars. I play Ibanez guitars. I have the custom Darkstone 7-string models. as far as acoustic guitars go. I use Maton guitars. They're an Australian brand. And I have Rodriguez classical guitars. And for amps, I use Bogner Überschalls. In the studio, I actually used the 25th anniversary special edition, which is amazing. It's
of a Bogner?
It wasn't the Bogner. It's, what was it? Shiva or...
I actually own a Bogner Shiva head, which is just awesome.
Yeah, I think, I'm not really sure. Damn, I should have known that. But it was definitely, it was a 25th anniversary edition. Actually, on that one, Steve Lukather played on it when he was touring Europe, so it was the same amp. And it just sounded great. But, you know, the Überschall is the one I use live. If I tour America, I mostly use the dual rectifier Mesa Boogie, the old version, and that's about it. I don't use a lot of effects or stuff like that. Mostly I just have a tuner and a noise suppressor, and I have it all the way like cut out, like all the extra noise. It's right on 10, you know, and I just switch it off whenever I play a solo, and other than that, I just, that's it, you know.
Very good. Guys, I want to play a song for the Talking Metal listeners, the song you guys actually mentioned earlier, The Essence of Silence. And before we get into it, can you talk a little bit about what the song is about? There's a lot of lyrics that I found interesting. Is it a doubt you try to hide? Another one, find the silence within you. What is the silence within you?
Well, it deals about having constant thoughts, you know, and that sometimes when you have all these thoughts, they can consume you and they are not always really who you truly are. So it's about letting, you know, letting those thoughts fly by and just really enjoy the silence, like being...
at one with yourself?
Yeah, and not being, you know, in these current worlds where everything is so busy and... Yeah, it's hard to find peace nowadays, so it's about, yeah, finding the peace again.
How I see the lyrics is that you live in a now. Like, that's how I read the lyrics. I didn't write them, but if I go through them, that's like, just don't, if you have thoughts, mostly they're about the future or about the past, and not, you should just, this is now, it's happening now, so you should just live now.
Live for the moment type of thing, yeah, very good. Guys, thanks, and the best of luck to you. And right now, we're going to get into some Epica here on Talking Metal.
Oh,
big thanks to Simone and Isaac from Epica for joining me, Mark Striegel, here on Talking Metal. What you heard going into the interview was a brand new Epica track called Natural Corruption, a little sound sample of that. And coming out of this interview, we heard what I think is the single off the new record. Again, the new record is called The Quantum Enigma. And that song you just heard coming out of the interview was called The Essence of Silence. And it was fun talking with those guys. They actually came to my job. I walked out of work and went down to a little coffee place in the Time Warner Center right on the southwest corner of Central Park and spoke with those guys in a New York City coffee shop in the Time Warner Center where I'm currently working at True TV. So that was awesome. They came to me. I love that. And two very nice people, and it was great talking with them. And you know who else it's been great talking with? Mitch LaFon. I've been doing a podcast with him called One on One. If you don't know it, go check it out on Spreaker or on iTunes. Again, One on One with Mitch LaFon. We've been having a lot of fun talking with each other and listening to Mitch's interviews. He does a lot of great interviews, and I think he's a really great rock journalist. So definitely check me out on his podcast. Check out Victor Ruiz on Mars Attacks. He is part of the Talking Metal Digital team. Victor Ruiz, great guy over in Spain, does his own podcast. Definitely check him out at marsattacksradio.com. And I will be back real soon with John bringing you more Talking Metal podcasts. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. This is Sean Baker with, well, I should say the Sean Baker Orchestra, I think is how they bill it, with what a lot of people think is the Talking Metal theme song. It's kind of is. I've kind of adopted it as our theme song with Sean's permission. But it's a great song. Go buy this on iTunes. It's called Which Way to Radioland by the Sean Baker Orchestra.